Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. I'm Bob Lovell. It is championship night. I get excited. Not that I don't get excited every Friday and Saturday night, but I really get fired up about these nights. We're going to talk some regional championships. It's like a who's who. Matt Luce from Wapahani, Rich Shelsky from Park Heritage, Garrett Weininger from Fishers are all on hold, rudely on hold from me. I'm sorry, guys. Be patient. Right now, though, here's the man who's going to catch up on the scores all night long. It's Network Indiana's Corbin Lingenfelter.
Thank you, Coach. We have a lot of regional scores to get through. Let's start off with Class 1A down in South Bend, Washington. Marquette Catholic, 57. DeMont Christian, 32. North Judson Regional, Elkhart Christian, 58. Tri-County, 57. One-point victory there for Elkhart Christian. Then at the Newcastle Regional, 5-point victory for Liberty Christian, 77-72 over Seton Catholic. In Frankfort, Fort Wayne, Canterbury, 57, North Vermilion, 38. Down in Martinsville, Greenwood Christian, 49, Oldenburg Academy, 42. In the Washington Regional in 1A, Bethesda Christian, 68, Clay City, 50. Then, wrapping up 1A down in Lagodi, Bar Reeve, 50, Christian Academy, 43. In Evansville Christian, 72, Trinity Lutheran, 42. Jumping ourselves back up to Class 4A up in Michigan City, Mishawaka 68, East Chicago Central 52, and in overtime, Crown Point moves on to semi-state with a 55-42 win over Warsaw. Down in Newcastle, Fishers put up 66 on Kokomo, who put up 52. In Logansport, Fort Wayne Wayne 79, Fort Wayne North 69. In Greenfield, Lawrence North 69, Avon 50, Southport Regional, Ben Davis 70, New Palestine 59. Down in Southridge, Jeffersonville 70, Evansville Harrison 65. And then in the other Southport game of the day, Center Grove 68, Franklin 56. In Class 3A, Fairfield 41, Hammond Knoll 39, South Bend Washington Regional in 3A, South Bend St. Joseph 53, John Glenn 38. In the Logansport Regional, Peru 62, West Lafayette 46. In the LaPel Regional, Delta 39, Fort Wayne Concordia 37. Down in the Greenfield Regional, Garen Catholic won 56-39 over Indianapolis, Washington. In the Lebanon Regional, Danville put up 61-39 over Northview. And in Seymour in 3A, Scottsburg 84, Batesville 46. And in Southridge on their home floor, the Raiders lost to Evansville Bossy 56-45. Some other news from around the state of Indiana today. Benedict Matherin likely out for the remainder of the season with a torn labrum. The Pacers made that announcement and say he will have surgery next week, and his season is likely coming to an end. He played 59 of 63 games this year for the Pacers, averaged 13.9 points per game, which is the ninth best for a reserve player, and he was injured in that 137-120 win over Dallas on March 5th. In the college rankings, Indiana State is moving on to the MVC Finals against Drake. Indiana State knocked down Northern Iowa 94-72. The MVC Finals will be Sunday at 1:10 p.m. Eastern. You can watch the game on CBS. The Indy Fuel are on their all-star break, as is the NHL, but there is still a lot of games to watch. Coming up tomorrow, the Indiana Pacers are at the Orlando Magic at 7 o'clock. Indiana is home against Michigan State, and Purdue is home against Wisconsin. Now, Indiana and and Purdue will be celebrating their seniors coming up tomorrow on Senior Day. More scores coming up later on. I'm Corbin Lingenfelter.
Welcome. Welcome back. Matt Luce from Wapahani rejoins me. Coach, thanks for hanging on through the scores. And congratulations to you and your guys on an impressive win at the LaPel Regional, beating Tipton 65-41. Defensively, could your kids have played better today?
Probably not, Coach Lovell. Probably not. It was our defense and our rebounding and just our ball control. We just have an experienced group that knows the game plan and stuck with it and had an incredible third quarter where we hit 7 out of 9 three-pointers against their trap, and just really proud. You know, what a great accomplishment for our team and program and community.
I know that these are young guys, but we've talked about this before. The expectations were high with this group, and they've handled that pressure. You've all handled that pressure and responsibility amazingly well.
Well, when you win 24 out of 26 games and you stay consistent throughout the season, you know how long of a winter it can be. And to stay consistent and continue to, you know, buy into your team and buy into your coaching staff, I think that says a lot about our seniors and just about our overall team. We've got three awesome seniors. I've said it before, led by one that's better than the others. His name's Isaac Andrews. But the best seniors make everyone else around them, and that's what the Andrews kid does. We were led by a sophomore tonight in Camden Bell who had 12 first-half points and 22 for the game, and then two other role players in Nate Luce and Nick Cook busted in about 7 threes in the third quarter, maybe 6 threes. But it's the Andrews kid that leads them, and what a fun group and a great win.
It's a great win for Wapahani. Matt Luce, their head coach, joining us. Coach, means an awful lot for me, for you to call me on one of the biggest nights of your career and of your season and take time to spend time with me. I appreciate it more than you know. I wish you and your guys nothing but the best of luck next week and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Coach. I couldn't wait to call you. I mean that. There's so many people that listen to your show throughout the state of Indiana. I get text messages that say, I heard you on Coach Lovell's show. Great job.
Well, you're very kind. No, thank you. You're very kind. Have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Thank you. Let's talk some more basketball. Fishers, a great win today. Garrett Weininger joins me at the Newcastle Regional. Fishers beats Kokomo 66-52. Coach, thanks so much for the call, and congratulations on a spectacular win.
Thanks, Bob. Really appreciate it.
By the way, I saw a picture of you and your sons on Facebook. If there are two cuter kids than your sons around, I don't know where they are. Those are darling little boys, for heaven's sakes.
Thanks, Coach. I think they take after my wife.
Thank goodness, you know. All right, so tell me how you win this game other than just throwing some defense on Flory Badunga and his teammates. I think you have to be thrilled about the efforts your kids had today.
Yeah, I mean, he played a heck of a game. I think our guys just really, as much as any game I've ever been a part of, just did what we asked, tried to stick to the game plan, got a lot of open shots from behind the arc. We're able to hit a few, but defensively, and really the key was rebounding for us. We really did a nice job getting on the offensive glass and crashing. Nathan Baker came off the bench for us and had some huge offensive rebounds and some big plays. So it was an exciting win for our program.
Were you in command most of the way? Was it tight? How did it play out?
I think they scored the first bucket, and I think that was the only time we were behind was 2-0. Stretched it out in the first quarter, and I think led by 16 at half. And then in the third, they kind of went 1-3-1 and hit some shots, and I think it was maybe 8 or 9, and then we were able to extend it back out.
Kids handled they've handled being number one awfully well, have they not? I mean, and on a day like today, we're in the world's largest high school gym with 10,000 plus people screaming and yelling. They handled that pretty well. What makes this team so poised and in control?
Really just a mature group. Like you said, a poised group, no matter the situation they've been in. I think playing a really good schedule has helped that. Mm-hmm. A lot of these guys played last year, you know, and last year we lost 12 games. 9 of those were one possession games in the last 3 minutes.
Ooh.
And we just couldn't quite figure out a way to win. Lost 4 games in overtime last year, but most of these guys were on that team and were playing. So these guys kind of went through those moments, kind of took from it, learned how to win, and just an unselfish group. They really don't care who scores or who gets the credit, and I think that makes us dynamic because we have 9 or 10 guys who can come in and hurt you.
All right, brag about who played well today.
Really balanced effort. I think 8 guys scored, but Tayden Metzger really shot the ball well, hit 6 threes. He had 18 points tonight, all of them on his 6 threes, and actually scored his 1,000th high school point in the game, so that was pretty cool. He came into the night with 984, so was able to hit 1,000. Mm-hmm. Keenan Garner was huge for us, obviously not only offensively what he does, but just battling Flory. Obviously, Flory's a hard guy to defend, mm-hmm. and he worked all right. night doing that. And then Nathan Baker came off the bench. Keenan ended up getting injured, hurting his ankle, right. and Nathan had to go.
Hey, Coach. Coach, I hate to cut you off. I got to go to the scores. Congratulations, and good luck next week.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
I'm Corbin Lingenfelter with this Network Indiana School Board update. It's regional day, and let's start off with Class 2A. In the Triton Regional in 2A, Wabash put up 50 on Westview, who had 45, to advance on to the semi-state round. Then in North Judson, 47. Gary, 21st Century, 43. Down at LaPel, Wabahani, 65. Tipton, 41. Frankfort Regional, Fort Wayne Blackhawk put up 64. To Lafayette Central Catholics, 48. Then in Lebanon, Park Tudor, 83-44 winners over Irvington Prep. Down in Martinsville, Park Heritage, 51. Northeastern, 37. Then in Seymour, the Forest Park Rangers advance on after beating Switzerland County, 58-53. And in Washington, Brownstown Central, 67. Sullivan, 41. Let's recap the 1A regionals from today as well. South Bend, Washington Regional, Marquette Catholic, 57. DeMont Christian, 32. North Judson Regional, Elkhart Christian, 58. Tri-County, 57. Liberty Christian won 77-72 over Seton Catholic. And then in Frankfort, it was Fort Wayne Canterbury, 57. North Vermilion, 38. Down in Martinsville, Greenwood Christian, 49 over Oldenburg Academy, who had 42. In Washington, Bethesda Christian, 68. Clay City, 50. And in Lagodi, it was Bar Reeve over Christian Academy, 50-43. Evansville Christian, 72-42 over Trinity Lutheran. I'm Corbin Lingenfelter.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. High school basketball tonight in the regionals. This one at Martinsville. Park Heritage beats Northeastern 51-37. The head coach at Park Heritage, Rich Shelsky, joins me. Coach, thanks for the call. What a great win for you and your kids tonight.
Yeah, it sure was, Bob. We're awfully young, but this never gets old. And just tremendously proud of our kids. And another great defensive effort. We've been so good defensively in the tournament. That's just a testament to our kids and their buy-in to the scout and their buy-in to the week of prep. And we took Northeastern out of about everything they wanted to do tonight. And, you know, when we guard like that, we're pretty hard to beat.
Mm-hmm. You're a team – here's what I think is really amazing, frankly, is that you're a team that likes to get out and run up and down, and you like a quicker pace. And sometimes, you know, that's hard to do, but you're also able to play different paces. And, you know, tonight you were able to extend the court, but you locked them up. And that is not an easy thing for a group of guys to do, Rich.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, and that's the thing, like – and, you know, a lot of coaches want to get up and down and want to go just like we do.
Right.
But it's tournament time, and, you know, very rarely you don't see a ton of high-scoring tournament games. You know, stakes are high. Teams are
right.
well prepared. And the beauty of our team, you know, we can play both styles because we have really good guards. I mean, we really have a team full of guards. That's about all we are. So we have, you know, we have the ability to play, you know, at whatever pace we need to play at. And that's the beauty of this team. They've really bought in on the defensive end. So if we've got to get, you know, it's 21-19 at half tonight. And I was a little frustrated at halftime because we're better than that offensively.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
we were so much better in the third quarter, scored 23 in the third, and, you know, opened up a 14-point lead or whatever it was. And, you know, so, you know, we can go both ways, and that's the I guess the beauty and the beast of having kind of a small team that everybody can handle it and they're smart guys and make basketball plays.
You know what? That wins a whole lot of games. You know, when you put five guys on the court who can pass it, catch it, make great decisions, put it on the deck, knock down shots, that's a hard team to match up with. I don't care who you are.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's who we are. Like, you know, Trey obviously gets a lot of attention, and
right.
Rightfully so. You know, we're a team that we have four guys that average in double figures, and, you know, Trey leads us at around 15 a game, but we put four guys out there that average between 10 and 15. And you got to guard all of our guys, and our guys are really unselfish. And, again, they're really smart, high IQ guys.
Right.
And, you know, we just when we get going offensively, we can be pretty good. But major team between last year and this year, we kind of had to muck it up a little bit and play a lot of zone. We can guard people this year. We've gotten physically mature, and mm-hmm. we just did a great job of taking Northeastern out of all their stuff. And we were definitely the more physical, strong team.
At Martinsville tonight, at Martinsville. Park Heritage, 51-37 winners over Northeastern. Rich Shelsky, thanks so much for the call, and good luck next week.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it a lot.
Thank you. Mark Forrester from WMUN rejoins me. With me tonight at LaPel. You were at LaPel tonight, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, for both of them tonight. It was a pretty good day for Delaware County basketball, Coach.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. So, Delta with a win. Everybody's happy about that. What other game did you have?
So we had the Wapahani-Tipton game as well.
Oh, the Wapahani. Oh my. You know what? Delaware County should all be celebrating tonight. Those are two impressive wins.
No question. You know, and Coach, I think I misspoke yesterday when I said, you know, hey, you know, that Delta-Fort Wayne-Concordia game, Delta seems like the favorite in that one, and Wapahani-Tipton close. Well, it was the complete opposite. That's what happens this time of the year, I guess. But Wapahani, yeah. Yeah. Coach, they were 14 for 17 in the second half. They were 7 for 9 from 3 in the third quarter.
Oh.
This was a one-point game at halftime, and they exploded in the third quarter, second half, and really took it to Tipton. And then Delta had a 14-6 lead after the first quarter. It got really tight. They had to come from behind, and with 0.6 seconds to play, Jackson Wars hit two free throws to send Delta to back-to-back regional championships. So, hey, what do I know in predicting things, Coach? They were complete opposites of what we thought.
You know more than I do. That's for sure. That's just, listen, that's basketball. It's especially tournament time. I want you to tell me about the Delta. Let's start with Delta. You know, defensively, they've just been unbelievably impressive in their last few ball games and needed every bit of it today.
Over the last 3 weeks, I mean, when they hold opponents under 45 points, I think they've only lost one game this year, and they've done that, I believe, 19 times this year. So,
wow.
They don't care if they play in a 39-37 game, which was the final in this regional final. They don't care at all. I mean, and they've got ways to score, but ultimately they can play in multiple styles of games. And, Coach, you've coached in a lot of those games. When you have the
right.
ability to play in different styles of games,
right.
you're even more dangerous than other teams that are left. So,
all right. So who plays well in this Delta matchup? Tell me who stood out in your mind today.
Well, they were pretty spread out, but I thought it was very fitting that Jackson Morris hit the two free throws at the end. Very impressive by him. And then, as you mentioned,
right.
the team defensively there, you know, really offensively, it wasn't their best day, but their defense carries them a lot of times, and it certainly did to kind of have a nice little comeback there in the second half. They were down 8, 9, 10 points to Fort Wayne Concordia. It got interesting there at LaPel, but they were able to close it out.
All right, so big win for them. So, you know, Delta with an impressive win, 39-37 over Fort Wayne Concordia. It comes down to the end. The Wapahani-Tipton matchup, two of the best teams in 2A. Wapahani, as you mentioned, just shot the lights out of it today. And an experienced group plays like an experienced group.
Yeah, absolutely. Camden Bell had 22 points in the game. He was great. You know, a lot of attention goes to Isaac Andrews, and you had Matt Luce on several right. minutes ago. And, you know, I asked him before the game, you know, last week when they won the sectional championship, was that the most balanced this team had been? And he said, spot right. on, absolutely. And it was everybody else other than Isaac. Early on, Isaac ended up getting 14, 15 points in the game, but Wapahani had four double-figure scores. This is not a team that had that balance in the early part of the season. Mm-hmm. Now they do, and watch out. If you can take Isaac Andrews away and he's the third or fourth option and yet you still win and are up double figures, yikes, Wapahani's going to be a tough match.
They are going to be a tough matchup. What a great day of basketball for you. I mean, what a couple of different types of games, but still everybody in Delaware County fired up about the results.
Yeah, you know, last year, my analyst Rob Fisher and I looked back. There had never been a time where two Delaware County teams had made it to the semi-state. Now, understandably so, it's a one-game regional now, but there had never been two Delaware County teams in semi-state last year. This year, the same two teams do it again in back-to-back years. So we're in a time right now that's very, very interesting. And, you know, it creates a little bit of a logistics nightmare for me, Coach, because we got to be two places at once next week. I'm going to have to try to figure that out. That's a good problem to have.
I couldn't agree more. From WMUN, the pride of the University of Indianapolis, Mark Forrester joins me. A couple of big wins for Delaware County. You have Delta with an impressive win, and you also have their win was 39-37 over 4 in Concordia, and Wapahani beats Tipton 65-41 at the LaPel Regional. Mark, thanks. Have a great weekend. Thanks so much.
Thanks Coach. You too.
Coming up, we're going to talk some Notre Dame basketball and more high school basketball. Scoreboard update coming up with Corbin Lingenfelter. This is Indiana Sports Talk.
I'm Corbin Lingenfelter with this Network Indiana Scoreboard update. It's regional day for IHSAA boys basketball, and in 4A in Michigan City, Mishawaka moves on with a 68-52 victory over East Chicago Central. Also, we had an overtime game, the only one of the day, Crown Point 55, Warsaw 42. Over in Newcastle, Fishers takes down Kokomo 66-52. In Logansport, Fort Wayne Wayne over Fort Wayne North 79-69. In Greenfield, Lawrence North 69, Avon 50. Heading down south to Southport, Ben Davis 70, New Palestine 59. In Southridge, Jeffersonville 70, Evansville Harrison 65. Then back up to Southport, Center Grove 68, Franklin 56. Over in 3A in the Triton Regional, Fairfield 41, Hammond Knoll 39. Over at South Bend, Washington, South Bend St. Joseph 53-38 winners over John Glenn. Over in Logansport now, Peru 62, West Lafayette 46. In LaPel, Delta 39, Fort Wayne Concordia 37. Just heard from Mark Forrester in the last segment. In Greenfield, Garin Catholic 56, Indianapolis Washington 39. Over in Lebanon, Danville 61, Northview 39. Seymour Scottsburg over Batesville 84-46. And then back down in Huntingburg, Southridge Falls to Evansville Bossy 56-45. I'm Corbin Lingenfelter.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. High school basketball tonight. We're talking about regional championships at Martinsville. Single A matchup. Greenwood Christian beats Oldenburg Academy 49-42. With me, GCA's Jackson Williams. Jackson, congratulations on the great win, and thanks so much for the call.
Hey, thanks for having me, Coach. It was a fun one tonight.
I'll bet it was. I'll bet your mom and dad just besides themselves. Are they not? They have to. And I think all of you are beside yourself. This is a tremendous win. You've been on this roll right now, and it just continues.
Yeah, the kids are playing some great ball. And, you know, we've had guys get healthy here right around tournament time. So this was our ninth game this year with our full team.
Right.
So we're getting healthy at the right time, and hopefully we keep winning ball games.
All right, so three-possession game, when do you take command of this?
Well, we had kind of went into half. We went up 5.5 thinking that we'd kind of let them go, and then came out in the third quarter real hot and went up 10. Then Oldenburg did a great job of cutting it back down to 4 or 5 points there right around the fourth quarter, and did a really good job of just kind of making this a grinder. We really didn't make it a three-possession game until the very end when we started hitting free throws.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you have to answer a score with a score. You know what I mean? You got to keep that edge, and your kids were tough enough to do it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Oldenburg's really tough, and they did a great job, you know, making runs. And our kids, I felt like, did a good job responding, and especially down the stretch when it came down to it. I think we were 8 of 9 from the free throw line. So our kids did a great job just kind of focusing in all week on that. We had said the game was going to be won there at the free throw line at the end, and our kids did an awesome job of going up there and knocking them down.
All right, tell me who plays well. Let's brag about these guys.
Well, Max Buehr led us in scoring with 26 points and came out and had a hot first quarter of 14. Noah Reed had 6, and so did Aliyu Cisse. And they both did a great job defensively, and Noah took a couple charges tonight and did a great job running our offense for us. Jordan Tallman had 2, but played some really nice defense on some of their key players. And then Ben Comerford came off the bench for 3. Evan McIntyre came off the bench for 4, and Eli Jackson with 2. So it was a good team effort tonight.
Tonight, Greenwood Christian Academy beats Oldenburg Academy at Martinsville in a single-A regional matchup, 49-42 the final. Jackson Williams, I'm happy for you. I'm proud of you. Give my best to Mom and Dad, and good luck to you and your guys next week.
Will do. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you. Dr. Lynn Clark joins me from Irish 101. Notre Dame losing to Virginia Tech 82-76 today. Lynn, tough loss for the Irish this afternoon.
Yeah, Notre Dame finished the regular season with back-to-back losses on the road. Earlier this week, they ran into a very good North Carolina team. And as you said this afternoon, a loss to Virginia Tech. A close game throughout, but the Hokies able to pull out that victory 82-76.
They just, you know what, they're close. You see flashes of it, but just an inability, I think, to sustain some things is one of the problems.
Yeah, sustaining is the big thing, and we'll find out if they can do that next week when they head to the ACC tournament in Washington, D.C. The Irish could be as high as a number 12 seed or as low as a number 14 seed. But this afternoon, Marcus Burton, once again, the leading scorer for the Fighting Irish, a team-high 24 points. He set the Notre Dame record for most points scored in a season by a freshman. He now has over 520 points on the season. Brandon Shrewsbury, Tay Davis, and Julian Roper also in double figures in the loss for Notre Dame. They finished the season at 12-19 and 7-13 in ACC play.
So when will we find out what their plan is in the tournament?
We'll have to do the calculus to find out how that's going to happen. But by tomorrow, we'll have the ACC pairings after all the teams have played. But Notre Dame could be as high as a number 12 or as low as a number 14. But ACC action women, Notre Dame knocking off the top-seeded Virginia Tech Hokies in the tournament in Greensboro, North Carolina, 82-53. Sonia Centrone leading Notre Dame with 19 points and 7 boards. Maddie Westfeld, 18 points. Freshman of the year in the ACC, Hannah Hildago with 15 and Anna DeWolf 14. The number 4 seed Fighting Irish will face the number 2 seed North Carolina State Wolfpack in the championship game tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock Eastern time. So remember, set the clocks forward tonight so you don't miss that game.
As always, Dr. Clark, thanks so much for the tip. Lynn Clark from Irish 101, Notre Dame, a tough loss earlier today. And Lynn, as always, thank you so much for the call. Have a great weekend.
You too, Bob.
John Herrick might be, in fact, the busiest guy you know. And I want to. When I grow up, I want to be John Herrick.
Oh, my God.
at the Greenfield City. No, I mean, I aspire for great things. I've led an unspectacular, unremarkable life to this point. I want to get better. You were kind of busy today at Greenfield Central. A very impressive win by Garin Catholic over Indianapolis Washington, 56-39. It's a good Catholic, Garin Catholic team, John.
No, I think somebody needs to remind you, you know, you're in the Hall of Fame, Bob, but.
Well.
I was there that night, remember?
And I do appreciate you being there. Thank you very much. So tell me about Garin Catholic, because I think this is a team that can go deep or much deeper in this tournament.
Yeah, I think you're right, Bob, and I think they made that impression today. And I think one of the things that was very impressive about them is their guard play. Especially the guard combo of Jack Cherry and Robert Sorensen. Those two guys combined to have half of their points, 28 of their 56, right. And then 13 points came from Dylan Moranz. He was getting it done around the rim. He's a 6'8 senior forward of theirs. And Washington, to their credit, is a much improved basketball team. They finished the year 14-13. Much improved from 6-18 the year before, but they play at a slower pace. And they just don't match up well with Garin Catholic. This is the second time they played Garin Catholic this year. Garin Catholic beat them in the first meeting 60-39, and then they beat them in this one 56-39. So they hold them to 39 in both games. I just think that the thing that really hurt Washington was their post player, who was really having success in the first half, Clem Butler. He picked up 2 fouls, and even though once he finished the game with 13 points, you have a key player like that get in foul trouble, that can really rupture your whole offense. But yeah, Garin's defense really, really set the tone. And then of course that guard play of theirs is where it all starts.
All right. So, you should take a day off tomorrow, but they don't let you. You got so much to do.
They don't.
Michigan State comes to Bloomington tomorrow. It's a very important game for these guys.
Yeah, and it's senior day. It's going to be a very emotional day for Xavier Johnson, I think. But the fact that he's back right now and playing so well for IU is a good sign. The guard play for IU has really picked up, especially with Trey Galloway and Mackenzie Mbako's making shots. Khalil Ware is playing every bit like the NBA player that he could be one day. So things are starting to really round into form for Indiana, but as you know, they've got to go on a run. They've got to win this game, and they've probably got to at least make it to the Big Ten tournament championship game, if not win it, to make the tournament. But hey, a week ago we had a 0% chance of seeing Indiana in the tournament. Now we got a 15% chance. So things are getting better, but Michigan State's no pushover, and anytime you have to play Tom Izzo in March, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, and it's a Michigan State team that has had its ups and downs too, and I think that's when you have two teams like that playing one another at this particular point in the season where the stakes are incredibly high, you have yourselves, I think, the makings of a tremendous – they'll be slugging this thing out tomorrow, John. Everybody needs to be prepared.
Oh, yeah, and Michigan State showed that in their last game against Northwestern, their ups and downs. They only had 20 points at home in the first half against Northwestern, but they were a much different team in the second half, and they found a way to get stops, and they won the game by 4. That's just been the kind of team they've been, and that's also been the kind of team that Indiana has been. But they're both desperate, and they both need a win for Big Ten tournament positioning.
He's John Herrick from the ISC Sports Network and the Indiana University Sports Network. John, thank you so much. Have a great day tomorrow.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you. Scoreboard update coming up with Corbin Lingenfelter.
Lingenfelter with this Network Indiana scoreboard update. We've talked a lot about regional games, and we'll get back to them, but let's take a look at some of the colleges around the state of Indiana. Indiana State heading to the MVC Finals against Drake after their 94-72 win over Northern Iowa earlier today. In that game, Ryan Conwell, the sophomore guard from Indianapolis, double-double for that young man, 23 points, 13 rebounds, helping lead the way for the Sycamores for a chance at an MVC title and possibly an NCAA tournament berth. Also happening today earlier on, Notre Dame fell to Virginia Tech 82 to 76. Now let's get back to your high school scores, starting off down in class number 3A. In Triton, Fairfield 41, Hammond Knoll 39, South Bend Washington Regional, South Bend St. Joseph 53, John Glenn 38, Logansport Regional, Peru 62, West Lafayette 46, over in LaPel, Delta 39, Fort Wayne Concordia 37, over in Greenfield, Garin Catholic 56, Indianapolis Washington 39, down in Lebanon, Danville put up 61 to Northview's 39, in Seymour, Scottsburg 84, Batesville 46, down in Class 1A, Marquette Catholic takes the win over DeMont Christian 57-32, North Judson Regional, Elkhart Christian 58, Tri-County 57. I'm Corbin Lingbelter.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. Greg Rakestraw from the ISC Sports Network joins me. Hello, Greg Rakestraw.
Hello, Coach.
So tell me about your day today. I know you were working just a tiny bit of basketball. Where were you today?
So Southport for me today. So I had Ben Davis' 70-59 win over New Pal, right, and then Center Grove's victory over your beloved Franklin Grizzly Cubs this evening.
Oh, ooh. Yeah, I knew you were going to bring that up. I mean, I love you. You know that. But, you know, that that's a hard game. I mentioned it last night, and you know this. I mean, I've lived here in Franklin since I came down and went to college, and we never left, and it's one of those long, sad stories, and actually happy stories. We've had a great time. But my first job out of college was teaching ninth grade English at Center Grove Junior High back in 1973. And so I have a fondness. You always have a fondness for the guys that gave you your start, and they did. And I love the place. And so this is a bittersweet type of game for me. Not that anybody cares, but, you know, you got to see, you know, these are two really good teams and two really good guys coaching them. But this Center Grove team is just getting better and better, it seems.
They are. And they are something. And Franklin is in the same boat, too. But seemingly there's a lot of teams that we talk about their youth this year. That is not the case in those two teams. Both teams played seven guys tonight. Six of those players are seniors. This is a Franklin team that beat Center Grove by a point when they played very early in the season, on November the 28th. But again, it is a Center Grove team that, while they were experienced coming in, they've got one player that is a difference maker that is new to that group and relatively new to basketball. His name is Mike Ephraim, and he is 6'10". And I saw Center Grove play on December the 2nd and December the 9th, and he is about 9,000% better on March 9th than he was on December the 9th, because obviously he's got gifts and size and athleticism that you can't teach, but much more skilled from a post-move standpoint, much more skilled from a defensive standpoint. And now this is a Center Grove team with all that experience that we talked about, and their shooting numbers are staggering. What they have done this year, 57% from the floor, north of 50 or north of 46% from 3-point range. But they're a team now in their top seven. They go 6'6", 6'7", 6'7", and 6'10".
Wow.
So they're going to be a team that's a tough out. And now, Bob, they've won 15 consecutive games. So clearly they are peaking at the right time.
Putting it together. How do you score against them? Isn't that the key? Isn't that the issue people have with them?
They're a very good defensive team. Rebounding, even with that size, can be a problem for them, it seems, at times. Given the way they have knocked down jump shots all year long and given the length they can defend you with, they're going to be a problem. But I think you would say that about all four teams that are playing in the 4A South Semi-State coming up next Saturday.
Well, I think it's interesting. I mean, Center Grove has just kind of been under the radar, so to speak. I mean, I get that impression. You know, I know they're good, but, when you're talking about 4A, you know, they're in central Indiana, in Indianapolis area. They're a whole lot of good teams. I mean, really, really good teams. And they kind of, I suppose, don't get as much notice or respect as they probably need to because, as you point out, they've just quietly gone about their business and they just keep winning.
And I kind of found the way when I saw them earlier this year. The two games that I saw them were losses to Attucks and Warren Central. I keep going, that size, that experience, they're going to figure this out. They were a team that kind of struggled from the free throw line for whatever reason earlier this year. That was not a problem in tonight's win. Again, they're such a veteran group that, again, I think they're going to be a problem for whomever they play coming up next weekend.
All right, hang on. I know you know this clock better than I do, so hold on for this short break, okay?
You got it.
Greg Rakestraw and I will come back, talk some more basketball on Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Greg Rakestraw, Broadcaster of the Year, joins us. The ubiquitous Greg Rakestraw with us, doing some serious work today. Center Grove, you were at Southport. Center Grove with a win over my beloved Cubs. How did my Cubs do? Give some love to my Franklin community of Cubs.
Well, the Cubs got out to a 9-0 lead in that game. And then Center Grove took a 17-15 lead by the end of the first quarter. And just kind of kept Franklin at bay, you know, for the remainder of that game. Micah Davis is going to be an Indiana All-Star. I think there's little doubt about that. Had 21 points to lead the way.
Right.
It's a really good Franklin team from a three-point shooting perspective. The length of Center Grove gave them some fits. And even though Franklin starts 6'6 and 6'6, kind of the two shooting guards that play opposite Davis in Nicholson and Hunter have been undersized, and I think that length of Center Grove bothered them. But to Franklin's credit, early in the fourth quarter, they could have went away in that game, got down by 14. What did that lead down to 5? It was as close as they got late in the game. And the job that Adrian Moss has done at his alma mater has been really impressive.
Right.
You know, he's won now sectionals two of the last 3 years. Franklin had not won a sectional since 2006. So it's going to be a bit of a reset. They'll bring back Colt Nelson. Everybody else pretty much kids up from the junior varsity for next year. They'll worry about that in the next few, you know, weeks or months. But this was the culmination of a pretty good 2 or 3 year run for the Grizzly Cubs.
The other game you had, Ben Davis over New Pal, 70-59. Ben Davis kind of rounding into form here as the tournament extends. They're playing awfully well right now.
It is now an 11-game postseason winning streak that the Ben Davis Giants have. Let me also say this. That 11-point game was not indicative of kind of how the game was played. This was a one- or two-possession game for most of it, and Ben Davis just pulled away late. Ben Davis had a 28-point fourth quarter. Some of that was making free throws on the stretch. But as is often the case the last 2 years for Ben Davis, when they have needed somebody to step up and have a big game, the kid that's done it is Mark Zachary. You know, who has already won, you know, had a football state championship in the fall, had a basketball state championship last year. He is probably a Division I level basketball talent, but he may be an NFL cornerback at some point in time, about 4 or 5 years from now. So that might be his future, you know, after the next couple of years. But he was the ultimate guy that New Pal didn't have an answer for defensively. His quickness was so fun to watch in that game. Other guy that certainly was fun to watch, as he has been all season long, is Julius Gizzi. He has over 800 points this year for New
Pal.
He averaged 9 points a game last year. He finishes this year just shy of 30. He had 31 in this game. Bob, Julius had 20 points or more the first 18 games of the season for New Pal. And obviously he is following a pretty strong family line with, you know, brother being the boys' all-time leading scorer, sister being the girls' all-time leading scorer. I think Julius might change the first name on the boys' side by the end of next season.
Greg, thanks. Have a fantastic weekend. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Bob.